Crown Resorts has been dealt another blow this morning after the New South Wales gaming regulator said the company was no longer suitable to hold a licence for its new Sydney casino. While Crown is racing to overhaul its board and management, the ruling is casting a shadow over the company's other lucrative casino licences in Sydney and Perth. Our senior business correspondent Peter Ryan is covering the story. We spoke earlier. Good afternoon, Peter. How significant is this ruling by the New South Wales regulator, and will Crown ever be able to open the Sydney casino?
Well, good afternoon, Rachel. This really could be a death blow, given that effectively a licence has been stripped. The $2.2 billion complex towering over Sydney Harbour at Barangaroo has been open since late last year, but only the hotel, bars and restaurants. The casino itself has been on ice, despite efforts by Crown to bend the will of regulators. This morning, a week after the Bergen inquiry found Crown was unsuitable to hold a licence in Sydney, the New South Wales Independent Liquor and Gaming Authority agreed, telling Crown it had been found to have breached a clause in New South Wales gaming regulations in relation to VIP gamers who come in from overseas, so not wasting time and laying the groundwork for some tough months ahead. A consultation process is underway, and Crown now has an opportunity to address the breaches. Already Chief Executive Ken Barton has stepped down, Chairman Helen Coonan steps up as Executive Chairman, and three top directors, including two representing the influence of James Packer, have also resigned to cut the link. But the New South Wales regulator will want to see much more action, and time is running out if Crown is to have a shot of redeeming its shattered reputation.
Well, we've seen lots of resignations, but what else can Crown do to retain the Sydney licences and to protect other licences in Melbourne and Perth?
Well, Rachel, Executive Chairman Helen Coonan is undertaking a root and branch reform at Crown, given evidence of money laundering facilitation and links to shady junket operators in last year's inquiry, and of course very poor oversight from the Crown board. But there are now questions over how long Helen Coonan can last, given her directorship at Crown goes all the way back to 2011, when she was at the table meant to be overseeing governance. Fund managers have confidence in Helen Coonan as the person to turn Crown around, but they also think her role might be stopgap and she might have to leave the company after she delivers the reforms. Also, regulators in Victoria and WA have their own inquiries about Crown's operations in Melbourne and Perth and are watching developments closely. Now, Crown is a major employer in both states, but also tax revenue from casinos is something that state governments have come to rely on over the past couple of decades.
And what about James Packer? The Sydney casino was his brainchild, but now that it's turned into a crisis, what's the next step for him?
Well, Rachel, James Packer owns 37% of Crown. He's under pressure to sell that controlling stake down to a passive 10%. But the ruling from the New South Wales regulator makes that a real scenario as Crown rebuilds, and there is a chance that he might be forced to offload the entire Sydney complex or his share in that altogether to make a fresh start. Now, Crown shares fell 1.5% on this morning's news, and investors are bracing for more unsettling news in the days and weeks ahead.
Peter Ryan.